Although international attention has been focused on the Syrian government's brutal crackdown on protesters, demonstrations and protests have continued in Yemen. But despite widespread opposition, President Ali Abdullah Saleh has remained in power. And joining me now for a look at what's been happening in Yemen is Fawaz Jajess, a professor of Middle Eastern politics and international relations at the London School of Economics. He's also the author of The Rise and Fall of Al-Qaeda, which comes out next month, and I'm very pleased to welcome him back to our show for today's Backstory segment.
Thank you for having me.
Are there still Yemenis who are loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh?
Unfortunately, there are millions of Yemenis who are loyal to Ali Abdullah Saleh. In fact, just this week, almost 5,000 tribal chieftains basically declare their loyalty to Saleh. This is a very tribal society. He has been in power for many, many years. He has built a major solid base. And the country is divided. I mean, even though the overwhelming majority of Yemenis would like Saleh out, he controls the security forces, he controls the military, he has some tribal support. And of course, you have a class that has benefited from his rule over the years. So yes, there are many Yemenis, even though they are in the minority.
And hasn't he also been spending a lot of money to keep some people loyal?
Absolutely. I mean, Saleh is one of the most, you might say, skilled politicians in world history. He is really a master of divide and rule. He has used money and resources in order to divide the various tribes, in order to drive wedges among the various groups in Yemen. I mean, unfortunately, he was more focused on maintaining himself and his family and the inner circle in power than about political and economic development and institutional building in Yemen. For your listeners, Yemen is the poorest Arab country. When I say the poorest Arab country, you have more than 60% of Yemeni population who live in abject poverty. Unemployment is almost 30-40%. This is a country that's running out of water. Survival, I mean, the very survival of Yemen is at stake. Yet Ali Abdullah Saleh, who is recovering in Saudi Arabia, has decided to return to Yemen to the detriment of the politics and society and the economy in the country.
On Tuesday, he appeared on television, promised that he would be returning to the capital of Sana'a soon. He's been in power for 33 years, as you point out. It was injured June 3rd. That's 2.5 months ago. Has there been a power vacuum since then, or has he remained in control?
Well, his family, his son, and his relatives control the security apparatus, control the military, the intelligence services, the special operation forces. So in this particular sense, he has the means to basically remain in power in Sana'a. But of course, I mean, the army has split into two major divisions. Also, you have tribal divisions. The country is divided along pro and anti Saleh. And not only you have divisions within society, but you have now Al-Qaeda faction, Al-Qaeda group. It's one of the most potent Al-Qaeda factions in the world. In fact, more potent than bin Laden's Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And this tells you about the extent of the problems that are faced by Yemen. It's one of the poorest Arab countries. It's running out of water and oil. You have tribal and political divisions throughout the country. Plus, you have on top of all of that, you have an Al-Qaeda faction that is trying to basically manipulate the political and ideological divisions and spread its influence throughout the south of Yemen.
On Wednesday, the opposition formed a national council with 143 members. Are they hoping to establish themselves as a kind of working shadow government ahead of what they hope will be Saleh's departure from power?
I think that is the goal. But the reality is the opposition in Yemen is deeply divided. You have multiple divisions and multiple cleavages in Yemen, and the opposition has not really been able to put its house in order. Because of the multiple cleavages that exist in the country, because of what Saleh has done over the last 30 years or so, and also you have the popular uprising that's led by young men and women who do not trust the formal opposition. You have the Islamist opposition, you have the tribal opposition, you have the people who left the Saleh state and government. So far the opposition, even though the opposition is trying to put its house in order, it has not been able to consolidate a unified front in order to confront Saleh and his security apparatus.
Is al-Qaeda also participating in the council?
No, al-Qaeda is not participating in the council. Al-Qaeda does not really have any major popular support in Yemen. Even though al-Qaeda exists in South Yemen, it's one of Yemen's least problems. But the reality is you have a power vacuum in Yemen today, and what al-Qaeda has been trying to do is to manipulate and use the power vacuum in order to spread its influence in the south, in particular in some of the tribal areas.
Well, groups get together to fight for a common cause, as we saw in Egypt, but then there is a splintering of those groups that brought down Mubarak. We're seeing that in other countries as well.
Well, I mean, that's normal. I mean, think about it. You have dictatorships that have been in power for almost 50 years. You have no institutional infrastructure. You have no free press and media. You have no free society. And it's going to take these societies many, many years. In fact, I am really pleasantly surprised that is, Yemen has not descended into all-out civil war like some of us had predicted for a long time. This is one of the most armed societies in the world. Yemen is a country of 23 million people. You have about 30 or 40 million guns in Yemen. The fact is, even though you have skirmishes, even though you have confrontations, but this tells me really that Yemeni society, you have a social structure, you have a social network, you have the tribal links in Yemen prevent the country from descending into all-out war. So the reality is the transition to a post-Saleh government will be difficult, will be complex, will be costly, will be... But the reality is I think this is a society in transition now. And I think to its credit, the Obama administration has played a very positive role in the last few weeks. The Obama administration has turned against its former ally, that is President Saleh, and has gone out of its way to convince him not to return to Yemen. Obviously, it has failed so far. We have to wait and see whether Saleh returned to Yemen in the next few days or next few weeks.
He was seen as an ally because of our fight against al-Qaeda, which has been quite active in recent years. There was a recent report that they've been trying to make an explosive device using the poison gas ricin. There were the printer cartridges that were loaded with explosives and sent to the United States last year, which originated in Yemen. So the United States is caught in a bind here, isn't it?
It is, in a way, and that's why, I mean, according to American intelligence sources, the al-Qaeda branch in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen is one of the most potent and dangerous groups out of all the al-Qaeda branches. And it's one of the few, actually, it's the only al-Qaeda branch outside of the al-Qaeda central that has tried to carry out attacks against American targets and Western targets. It's also deeply entrenched in South Yemen. It has unified the Saudi and the Yemeni branch. So that's why Saleh, as a master, a skilled politician, has played on America's needs to fight al-Qaeda. And the United States, since 9/11, as you well know, the fight against global terrorism and al-Qaeda has been really fundamental to American foreign policy. So the United States has basically supported Saleh till, recently. But the reality is American foreign policy has come to realize that Saleh is a great liability. In fact, the presence of Saleh in Yemen is an asset to al-Qaeda, and that's why the United States appears to have turned against Saleh and has labored very hard to convince him not to return to Yemen.
He is recuperating in Saudi Arabia. Has Saudi Arabia remained a supporter of Saleh's?
Well, Saudi Arabia, basically Yemen is a major headache for Saudi Arabia. Yemen has one of the longest borders with Saudi Arabia. It is Saudi Arabia's soft belly. You have more than 1.5 million Yemenis in Saudi Arabia. Again, al-Qaeda branch in Yemen, the focus of the al-Qaeda branch in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen is Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia, Yemen is a strategic, difficult, trouble spot for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has been trying to build up its own links to really support its various tribes. In many ways, Saudi support for various tribes in Yemen has delegitimized and has weakened the central authority. So Saudi Arabia really doesn't care about Saleh, but what Saudi Arabia is trying to do is to maintain relative stability in the country and prevent Yemen from becoming a strategic liability, a strategic threat to its own stability and security.
Now, the protests have been going on for more than 5 months now, and the protesters continue to come out. There were efforts earlier this spring by the Gulf Cooperation Council to transfer power to a national unity government. Saleh refused to hand over power. And then, of course, as you mentioned, resignations from government officials. At one point, leaders of his own tribe called on him to step down. And yet he's able to remain in power simply because, as you said, he is such a skilled politician.
He's not only a skilled politician, he controls the bulk of the security forces. You have almost 200,000 security forces. His son and his nephews and the inner circle control the intelligence and the armies. Plus, he has a tribal base, a limited tribal base. And the reality is now Saleh's authority does not really transcend Sana'a, Sana'a being the capital and the neighboring areas. So his authority has been delegitimized. He has lost a great deal of credibility.
We have to leave it here, unfortunately. Right. Fawaz Jurjis, professor of Middle Eastern politics, international relations at the London School of Economics. He is the author of The Rise and Fall of Al-Qaeda, which comes out next month. Thank you so much.